Although most people think of the IPCC as one organisation, it is made up of three very distinct, what they call, working groups. And the first working group is all the really heavy climate scientists, and they look at the state of the physical basis for climate change. And they're the guys who came up with the high-profile claims or high-profile conclusions that global warming is unequivocal and that it's very likely down to human activity. Now, the glacier claim, which we're now talking about as a mistake, was in Working Group 2. Now, that was a very separate report produced by a completely separate bunch of people at a different time. It was published several weeks later, and that looks at the impacts of climate change, so what might happen to rainfall, what might happen to crops, what might happen to glaciers. And essentially, the guys who produced the first report are really cross with the people who produced the second report because they say it's a really sloppy mistake, it wasn't checked by a glaciologist, and it undermines all of their work, which as yet no one has found a problem with.
You've been looking into this more closely and speaking to those involved, and they're using some pretty strong language.
They are. I mean, I only spoke to the people in Working Group 1 because those are the people who I heard were unhappy with this, and I contacted them all, and I gave them the option to comment, but I wouldn't reveal their names. So some of them were pretty forthright. I mean, not everyone thought this, but there were significant numbers of people who were pretty unhappy. They described their colleagues as sloppy. They said this mistake wasn't made by climate scientists. It was made by they call them sort of social scientists and biologists. There's no way a glaciologist would have let that number go. They just didn't have time to check the working, basically, of the non-experts. And they're pretty unhappy that they have been maligned by association.
And this throws up some issues brought about by the UEA email row as well. The infighting between scientists and also the position of the head of the IPCC, Rajendra Pachauri.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think we should treat the two things separately. I know it's tempting to conflate them, but I think they are different and they have different implications. The IPCC... Rajendra Pachauri is under fire because there are some allegations that he knew about this glacier mistake before Christmas and he didn't do anything about it. Other people say that it's just a mistake and he should take the blame for it. He won't even apologise for it. So he's under quite a lot of pressure. The scientists who I spoke with were split, really. I mean, I only got a handful of responses on this, whether he should resign or not. Some said that he shouldn't, it's not his fault, you know. If there was a mistake in their working group, they wouldn't expect him to resign. It's nobody's fault but their own. And others said, well, he is the head of the organisation. He's happy to take the credit, so maybe he should fall on his sword.